planned in Daniel's life for a time of mourning, a time of weeping. Again, you say, is Daniel get that because he's a bad guy? No, he's a pretty good guy. I'll vouch for him. But just like I'll vouch for all of you, we're pretty good. We don't come into a time of mourning because we're bad people. God knows that we need that in our life to be everything that He wants us to be. And so for every single one of us, and it's probably more than one, but I'll just use it for illustration this morning, He's got times when we have to walk through that black cloud, when we have to walk through that time of mourning in our life. And so Daniel's living his life, okay? He's living his life. He's walking this path that God has for him. Come on, we got only 15 minutes. We got to walk faster. All right, so here he is. He comes into this black cloud. He comes into this time of mourning in his life. Maybe it's the premature death of a loved one. Maybe it's the where God takes a little baby. Maybe Daniel's already married at this point, and his wife discovers that she has cancer. Something like that. I mean, just you can think of the circumstances just like I do. Times that come into our life that are times of mourning, times of weeping. Now, when a person comes in to a time like this, they have a choice to make. They have a choice to make. They can get mad at God and get bitter at God and say, God, why did you let something like this happen in my life? I thought you were a God of love. I thought you were a good God. The circumstances that you've got me in the middle of are not good. I'm not happy. Why would you put me in these circumstances? Or the other choice that that person could make is this. God, I don't know why you're doing this. I don't know why you allowed this to come into my life. But I'm going to hang on. I'm going to trust you because I know that you are God. Now, we have a story in the Bible that illustrates both of those choices. It's the story of Job. You that have read the Bible know the story. Job was not a bad guy. The Bible says that he was an upright man. He feared God and eschewed or hated evil. I mean, his kids would get together for a fellowship. His kids would all get together for dinner, and after they got done, he'd go out and offer sacrifices just in case they did something bad, just to make sure. So he was a good guy. And you that know the story know that Job came into a period in his life where everything got dark. And you say, well, now just a minute, preacher. I know the story of Job. That's different. God let all those things come into Job's life to show the devil what kind of man Job was. Well, who do you think lets things like this come into our life? You think the devil it has so much power that he sends this black cloud into our life when they come? No. God allows it for all of us because he knows we need it. He allows it. Satan didn't overcome God, overpower God one day and say, I'm going to put a black cloud in Chuck's life without God saying, okay, God approves it all. So here's Job. He lost his wealth. He lost his children. He lost his health. And he was in this dark cloud. You remember the choice that his wife made? She said, look at what God's allowed to come into your life. I mean, you say you serve God, but look at what he's done. Look at what he's done in your life. You've lost all your wealth. You've lost the children are gone. You're sitting in a garbage heap so you can scrape the sores that are on your body and be warmed by the fire that's burning the garbage. You remember what she said? Why don't you just curse God and die? There was a real bitter woman. There was a woman that made a bad choice. There was a woman that said, hey, the circumstances of my life have turned me against God. What kind of God would let this happen? But here's Job. No, this is not Job. This is Daniel. Here's Job. He was in that same cloud. And you remember what Job said? I mean, you read the book of Job. There were times that Job said, God, why don't you answer my prayers? He said, I pray and it's like there's a heaven of steel. Nothing seems to get through. You won't answer me. God, and Job said over and over, I don't understand why you've let this stuff come into my life. I just don't understand. But Job said, Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, he said, he can kill me. He can take my children. He can take my wealth. He can take my health. He can take anything he wants. I'm still going to trust him. I'm still going to trust him. Okay, Daniel, just sit down right there just for a second, would you? I'm not done yet. Now, this verse says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That word comforted in Matthew chapter 5 is the same word that's used in the Bible for the Holy Spirit. Paraclete. Paraclete. In fact, one of the names we know the Holy Spirit by is Comforter. Comforter. You see, when we mourn, we don't do it by ourselves. Okay, Daniel, come back over here. Now here's Daniel. He's saved. He's a Christian. Okay? He's walking through life. He comes to this cloud. Okay? Now, he doesn't feel the Holy Spirit. Maybe he's like Job. He prays. It seems like God is ignoring his prayers. I mean, he goes to God and says, why? Why? Why'd you let this come into my life? How long is it going to last? Why? And we've been there too. Many times in our life, things have happened, circumstances have happened, and it seems like we prayed and God doesn't answer. It seems like God's out. You know, closed. There's a closed sign on heaven because there's no answer to our prayers. I mean, we pray and we beg God. We do it just the way the Bible says. And we beg God, and there's no answer to our prayers. And when we're in a black cloud like this, and when God doesn't answer our prayers, when God doesn't help, it seems like we're all by ourselves. That God has sort of, and the Holy Spirit has sort of abandoned us, and we're walking through this black cloud by ourselves. Now let me ask you this morning, are we ever alone? Not as a Christian. We are never alone. Even though God doesn't answer our prayers, even though we don't hear from heaven, even though it seems like God has hung an out-of-business sign on the portals of heaven and said, hey, I'm on vacation, call me in a month, even though it seems like that sometimes, the Holy Spirit, even when we can't see Him, even when we can't feel Him, is with us in the middle of that black cloud saying, okay, Daniel, just a few more steps. Just a few more steps. Now, sometimes, back up just for a second. Sometimes, in the middle of the black cloud, the Holy Spirit makes Himself known to us. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were in a black cloud when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And God made Himself known in the midst of the trial. And sometimes in the midst of the trial, God makes Himself known so that we can see Him and so that everybody else can see Him too. But sometimes it's not until we get through the black cloud that the Holy Spirit comes and said, nice job, you made it. You didn't feel me, but I was there all the time. I was right beside you. When you stumbled, I held you up. When you fell, I helped you get up. When you were ready to quit, I whispered in your ear, don't quit. When you're ready to turn back, I said, no, don't turn back. Keep going forward, keep going forward, keep going forward. There's a verse in Psalm, I read it twice a month, and I love to just say it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The darkest hour is the hour before the sun comes up. But man, when that sun comes up, there's nothing like it. Thank you, sir. You can go back and be seated. You see, that's the way it was for Job. Job did not realize that God was with him until he got all the way through the dark cloud. You go back and you read the book of Job. From chapter 3 or 4 on, you know, where his three buddies come and try to cheer him up, where that young man tries to come and cheer him up, and they're all saying, hey, you got all this because you're a sinner. You got all this because you turned against God. And Job kept trying to defend himself, kept trying to reason with God, kept trying to pray to God. And he said, God, where are you? Where are you? And nowhere in Job chapter 3 through 41 do you see God answering Job. You see Job understanding what God was doing. But you get over to Job chapter 42, the last chapter in Job, by the way, And there's a verse in that chapter, verse 5, that says this. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Now here's what Job was saying. Oh, and I tell you, this it just sends a thrill down into my soul, gives me goosebumps. Job saying, I've heard other people talk about how much comfort that the Holy Spirit brings in kind of trouble. When cancer comes, I've heard people talk about, boy, you never feel closer to God than you do when you go through something like that. Or when you lose a little baby, you never feel closer to God until you come through that and see how much comfort the Holy Spirit brings. Or when a child goes bad, or some bad circumstance in our life, we can hear other people testify. And we can see it in their lives, and we can see it in our face. And that's what Job was saying. I heard it. He says, I want to tell you something. You don't understand half of it until you experience it for yourself. Huh? Until you go through that dark cloud yourself, and you feel the comfort there beside you. And you feel the comforter when you fall, help you get up. And you feel the comforter when you want to run and tuck tail and just quit and throw God to the wind and say, boy, this is not for me. And the Holy Spirit whispers in your ear, just a few more days. We're almost at the end of the night. Mornings about to come. And what Job says, many of you say, and many of us need to learn to say, we can hear about it with our ears. But until we experience it for ourselves, until we mourn ourselves and know what kind of comforter we have, we'll never know that bone-deep happiness. The Bible says in that same chapter 42 of Job, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You see, when Job was right here, he thought he had it made. It wasn't until he got over here that he really understood what kind of God he had. Until he really knew what kind of God he has. See, when you're over here and everything's going good, we don't know that we need God. It's when we get into times like these where we lose our wealth, we lose our children, we lose our health, and we feel the presence of God, that comfort that He gives. And when we realize that, then we have that bone-deep happiness that Jesus is talking about. It's joy like you've never felt before. It's joy unspeakable. That we sang a little song about it. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, the half hath never yet been told. Somebody tries to tell us about it, we'll get a part of the story. I think that song's right. We don't understand half of it. It's not until we walk through that cloud ourselves that we understand the kind of joy that God can give. Now, I've got some, as I close my message this morning, I got some bad news and some good news. The bad news is that this promise, those blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, is only for Christians. Now, the bad news are for those of you that are here and don't know Christ as your Savior. That promise is not for you. It's only for Christians. It's only for those that are here, that are a part of the family of God. If you've never received Christ, you mourn alone. You weep alone. There's no promise of comfort, no promise of the comforter, no promise of joy in the morning. That's bad news. Good news is you can get in God's family this morning. If you're here and you're not part of the family of God, you can get into it this morning. Talked about Nicodemus in our Sunday school lesson, the man that Jesus said, you must be born again. And getting into the family is just that easy. It's admitting that you're a sinner. It's believing that Jesus is the Son of God and He paid for your sin. And it's confessing Him. Confessing Him. If you're here today and you've never confessed Christ, you've never depended on Him to take care of your sins, you can do that this morning. And you can claim this promise. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comforted. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful, simple truth that's in this short verse. Most of us are Christians here this morning. We have this promise that if we mourn, we'll have the Holy Spirit, we'll have the comfort, we'll have the joy that comes from knowing a God that can comfort us. And so I pray, Father, I pray for the many Christians here that are in the middle of that black cloud right now. I pray that you would, Holy Spirit, comfort them. I pray that they could feel your presence. And Father, if they can't, I pray they'll just keep going on until they see the morning light and they feel the joy that comes in the morning. If there is somebody here that's never received Christ, Father, I pray today would be the day. They see themselves as a sinner. They see the sacrifice that Jesus made. And this morning, they make that decision. They ask Him to be their Savior. Bless the invitation. Use it as you see fit. Speak to our hearts. If there's decisions that people made, maybe there's somebody here that's been saved, never baptized. Maybe somebody here you're speaking to about joining the church. Maybe there's somebody here that needs just to rededicate their life and get back on the right track. I just pray that you would, Holy Spirit, you'd speak to them and they'd just do it this morning. Bless the invitation, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.